Okay, let's review Brachos Daf Nun Tes. The Gemara starts out with talking about what causes earthquakes. Five different possibilities. Either when HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers the Tsar that we're in Golos, and therefore two tears fall from his eye and fall into the Yam, and that causes the earthquake. That's what the Baal Ov suggested is the cause of the earthquake. Second possibility is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu claps his hands. Third possibility when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sighs. The fourth possibility is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu kicks in the Shemayim. And the fifth possibility is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sticks his feet under the Kisei HaKavod. Either way, when a person experiences an earthquake, you make a bracha shekocho gvraso malei olam. When a person sees lightning or hears thunder, experiences very strong winds, you make a bracha shekocho gvraso malei olam and also maisa breishis. On mountains and valleys, rivers, deserts, according to Abaye, you make both brachos. According to Rava, only Baruchos and Maisa Breishis, but not Shechokok Vrosa Malei Olam, because a Har and Giva is only B'makom Echad. It's not Malei Olam. It's not all over the world. What about a rainbow? So someone sees a rainbow in the clouds. According to Rabbi Shub and Levi, he should fall on his face, because the rainbow is the sign of the Kavod Hashem. However, in Eretz Yisrael, they didn't like this idea. B'ma Rava, in Eretz Yisrael, they would curse someone who fell on his face, because it looks like he's being Meshtachve Chas V'Shalom to the rainbow. Someone who sees a rainbow, according to Tanakam, makes a bracha Zohar, according to Rabbi Shmuel, Neman b'briso v'kayem b'mamaro, and therefore, if Papa says, we try to say both of them, Neman b'briso v'kayem b'mamaro v'zochar bris. This is one of three times over the next two dapim where if Papa says to fulfill both opinions by saying both nuschaos. If a person sees the rekia b'taraso or the shemesh b'tkufasa, so if he sees the rekia b'taraso, which means that it doesn't have not a cloud in the sky, and the sky looks as clear as it did the day it was created, you make a bracha osamaisa bracious. According to Abaye, this happens after it was raining all night and then a giant wind came and blew away all the clouds and now the sky is perfectly clear. According to Raphram, from the day the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, we never had the Rekia B'Taraso. When you see the Shemesh B'Tkufasa, the top of Amud Beis discusses, you make a Bracha Vosa Maisa Bereshis. That's what we call Birchas Hachama. Happens once every 28 years in Tkufas Nisan on the night of Tuesday night going into Wednesday morning. That's when all the Mazalos are back in place to where it's like a reset of all the Mazalos to where they were when the world began. On Nun Tes and Beis, the Gemara discusses what bracha you make when you see Yamim Unaharos. So if it hasn't been affected by human hands, it hasn't been diverted in any way, you make a bracha Osamaisa Bereshis. But that's only if it's been 30 days since you've seen it. That's why only in certain spots can you make a bracha on the Euphrates and other types of rivers, because later on they've been diverted by human hands. I'm not sure about Niagara Falls. Niagara Falls was definitely stopped at some point by human beings, but I'm not sure if it now has gone back to its natural state and therefore would demand a bracha or not. According to Rabbi Yehuda, on Yama Gadol, you make a bracha, Sha'asas Yama Gadol, and they were kaveh this bracha on its own since it's very chashuv. Now, when it rains, the bracha is hatova metiv, but when it's a very small amount of rain, you say modem menachem lach on each tipa that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. Someone who has karka and he gets hanah from the rain makes a bracha of hatova metiv, but if he doesn't have any karka, he says modim. How does one conclude the modim? According to Rabbi Yochanan, bracha ta Hashem rova hodaos, according to Rav Akel hodaos, and therefore we tried. Rav Papa again says we say both nuschaos. We don't say shechiyonu on rain, since other people also get hanah from it. This bracha is only nitkan. The bracha of shechiyonu is only nitkan on hanas hayachid, not when multiple people get hanah. When someone hears good news that's nogea to him, he makes a shechiyonu. If it's nogea to other people also, then he makes a tov ametiv. If he hears bad news, you make a bracha dayina emes. What if someone loses a relative and he yarshins that relative, he gets a big Yerusha, so he makes Dayana Emes over the loss and Atova Metiv over the great Yerusha. A Ben Yachid should make a Shechianu, though not Atova Metiv, because he's the only one benefiting from the Yerusha. If the Gemara then discusses whether you make a Bracha on Yayin, if you made a Bracha on Yayin and then they brought more Yayin, do you make another Bracha? So you do not make another Bar Priya Gafen unless you changed places. But nevertheless, you do make a Bracha of Atova Metiv, provided that you're drinking with other people. If you're drinking alone, there's no Atov Ametiv because it's only a Hanah for a Yachid. But when it's Hanah for a group of people, you're drinking with other people, then one does make a Bracha of Atov Ametiv. That's the Chazara of Brachos Daf Nuntes.